Okay? Now, this is an exceedingly complex Shaklavatarya in our Gemara. So, let's just review what we have here. The Mishnah in Shabbos. Klal Gadol Omru. Shashech Iker Shabbos. Awesome lochas harbe b'shabbos has harbe, and a chay v'lochatzas achas. Okay, what is a shocheach? So we have a machlokas, Rav Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and the Gemara says this parallels a machlekes between Munbaz and Rabbi Kiva. What is it? If you have a shikh, you need a yediya me'ikara. Now, it could have been a machlokas in Svara, because the Svara, Tinek Shenishba, is very difficult to call him a shogeg. The Rambam calls on one hand, and as the Rambam stirred minei ubei, he says, Tinek Shenishba is an onus, but he brings a carbon. Okay. Now, if you take a look in, for instance, when he talks about Tinek Shenishba by Ritzicha, he says, Hoyo lo lilmod velo lomad. That I understand. Why? Because it's something that the whole world knows about. And if he grew up in a specific subculture of the world, he certainly knows the world doesn't go in for Ritzicha. Elamai. He grew up in a mafioso family where it's fine. Should have looked in the world. The rest of the world doesn't believe in Ritzichel, so that I can understand. But the Rambam says something else. L'gabe Shabbos, l'gabe Chometz. Like, he grew up, he never heard there's a Jewish people, never heard there's a Jewish religion. It's very difficult to say, Hoy lo lumad v'lo lomad. He doesn't know there's such a thing out there. But to him, he was born in Jewish parents in a monastery in Tibet, okay? So you should have figured, oh, maybe there's a Jewish people there. How does he know? He has never heard of a Jewish people. He grew up in some Buddhist monastery in Tibet somewhere with Jewish parents. There's no lack of them there. He never heard of Jewish people. Bechlal, it's very difficult. I hope we'll be able to understand why that's a shogeg. But, okay. Then Munbaz says, no, you have to have some yediya me'ikara. But Munbaz doesn't only learn it min ha'svara. Munbaz learns it also from a pasuk. You mean it? V'kacho yemunbaz don lifnei Rabbi Akiva. Ho meizit korichote. V'shogei korichote. Amazing shahoysel yediyah. I'm sure shahoysel yediyah. There has been some yediyah. So comes back Rabbi Kiva to him. And he says, you want to compare it to Mason? He says, no. He says, but now what does Mumbaz answer? So here there are two ways of learning it. But bang according to Rashi and the Ritva on the one hand, bang according to the Ramban on the other hand, Mumbaz does not disagree with the Masechta Krisis, where I say, a very simple thing. Masechta Krisis, I say, I know there's such a thing called chaylev in this world. I don't know this piece of fat is chaylev or shuman. I know this chametz. I don't know whether this matzah is kosher Pesach matzah or chametz matzah. It's a shogeg. That is, even though is so, I'm sure how you saw your dear b'shatzmaitz. I have to have some your dear b'shatzmaitz. I'm going, hey. He says, amazing. Ketzer, tinek. So, and then it says, what's the machlokas tinek shenishba? He had to have had some yediyah. So if you take a look at the Ritva here in Shabbos, Ritva in Shabbos says what? He says, Perish Rashi, Sha'av Bezuachai, even in this Yochai of a Korban, that there is a case where I'm mazed b'shas ma'isa that I'm chay of a korban. Hu adin, k'shein lo yediyah b'shas ma'isa. There is yediyah b'shas ma'isa, I'm chay of a korban, and there's a chay of korban when there's no yediyah b'shas ma'isa. In both cases. The Ritva says this is what Rashi says. According to the Ramban, Ramban says it a little different. Ramban says there is Binyan Av, and there is a Hekish. And there are two statements of Mumbaz. Now Rashi says these two statements of Mumbaz are independent statements of him. Rashi and the Ramban, and Rashi, the Rambam say these two things. There is a Yediyah B'Shas Maisa, Yochai of a Karban, and there's a Yediyah Shelo B'Shas Maisa, Yochai of a Karban. That is what, and you have two machlokas in between Mumbaz, and one is Mumbaz Rabbi Kiva, one is Mumbaz Rabbonon. Now, this machlokas Mumbaz Rabbonon, is it within the shita of Mumbaz himself or not? It also says, Ki the Pirish Makontish, Sha'ab Bezu Machayev. Machayev namiki leki yediyah b'shas ma'is or Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Avrik and Mumbaz Machayev he goes off shokach v'tanya nami lekaman shokach b'zeh b'zeh zeh shokach omba b'toru mukmin lo kemumbaz svaru lo iski shokach l'meizah l'apukin imi mashmor shkogek doesn't take away the normal shokach adra shokach mashmor lesli yediyah b'shas ma'is. So what is it? It's also a Yediyah B'Shas Ma'is. That's what he says. Okay. So, now, how do I know that the Rambam, Rashi, and the Ritva Ramban say this? Very, very simple. The Rambam paskins as follows. The Gemara of Samach Tesom and Aleph. Reb Yoch came in Shogag B'Kares. What does it mean? I know that it's awesome. But I don't know Kores. So, and the Rambam paskins that. The Rambam said, well, this is within Mumbaz. And I paskin Rabbi Akiva. No. Number one, Rashi. If you take a look at the end of the sugya, Rashi says, this Rabbanon here holds that like Rabbi Yishmael. Wait a second. So Tosfos Rashbam says, no, Rabban, can't be, it's the Rabban is Rabbi Akiva. So apparently Rashi and the Ramban explains, they're two independent machlokas. There's one machlokas here on Samach Ches Amid Beis, and there's another machlokas, Samach Tes Amid Aleph. So, two independent machlokas. Rashi has to say that, the Rambam says that, and the Ramban says it. Ramban defends Rashi against the Rashbam and the Ravon. Rashbam says it's a kashin, Rashi, Shein, Olav, Teretz. But wait a second, Rashi didn't forget from Samach Ches Amid Beis to Samach Tes Amid Beis. And he had a much smaller Gemara. He didn't have Rashi and Tosas on both sides. So he didn't even have to turn the page. Now, so what do we have? What we have is that, let's try to understand. We have a Binyan Av here of Mumbaz. And Machlokes between Reish Lakish, Reb Yochanan on the one hand, and Abai Varava on the, and Rav and Shmuel on the other hand. Okay. That says what? You need a Kari, you don't need a Diyam. In the middle, when Mumbaz is talking, he says, I'll tell you, Rabbi Akiva, I think something extra. I think that there's a mezid b'shas ma'isa that you're also chayav for. Okay. Now, there's a rab, and I have another machlokas with a core group of rabbonon, not Rabbi Akiva. And that is, what amount of yediyah b'shas ma'isa I'm chayav for? Now, let's try to understand the second machlokas. Here's Samach Tes Amid Aleph. Samach Tes Amid Aleph, what do the Rabbanon say? Rabbanon say that there are different types of shkoga for which you're chayiv. Shkoga in the Maisa Aveira and shkoga in the Chumras HaAveira. Shkoga in the Chumras HaAveira, you're also going to be chayiv. Okay, Chumas Haver, you're also going to be chayiv. So they have two types. And what does Mumbaz have? Mumbaz has also two types, or maybe three types. One is the Shkog and the Mice. That's what Rashi and Tosis and all Rishonim say. He's not disagreeing with Masechta Krisus. Shoga, Sofek Shuman, Sofek Chalev. He's not disagreeing with that. Not disagreeing with that at all. Sofek Shuman, Sofek Chalev. But he says, I need a Yediyah Me'ikara, fine. And he learns that out from a Binyan Av. And because of my Binyan Av, I take it very far. I'd say there's a mezid b'shas ma'isa. Now, what is the mezid b'shas ma'isa? This Rabbanan agree with him. It's a mezid b'shas ma'isa. He says, but shigas carbon is a shgaga. Shigas carbon is a shgaga. A shgaga kaldahu. Now, what does he hold? I don't need a shgaga in the Chumras HaMais. I don't need any shgaga in the world, any fact that I'm not aware of, that's also enough to be mechayev a carbon. Meis, it means I know all the facts. Now, the Ritva comes up, coming from a totally different angle. But there's a separate halacha of Shav Midiyaso. What is Shav Midiyaso all about? Shav Midiyaso is all about, I'll tell you, that there is a Shgaga Hagoremes. So, the Ritva asks a question like this. You can't say that a total mezid is going to be chayiv. So if I, Mumbaz, has a case, he has a case that he's mezid b'maisa and he's chayiv a korban. The Torah says, how do maybe Munbas will agree with the Rabbanon that says what? That it's a shkoga in the Chumas HaAveira? With here to what is Tosa saying? He came to be crushed. He can show you the mazik siv kares. Islam maim the Islam yediyah of kares. That I have to have even a yediyah of kares, even a yediyah of kares. So how is it possible? That means he agrees with the Rabbanon that if I'm shogging in the Chumras HaAveira, but even if I'm not shogging in the Chumras HaAveira, I still have it, so he says. So that's why he takes this drosha very extremely. That even if I am amazed in the Chumras HaAveira, I'm still going to be chayav a korban. So how's it possible? So with his back against the wall, he just comes up with he shogeg a korban. So says the Ritva in the name of Tosas. Vim Toma came Jehazi Bekares, lo have Shav Midiyaso. Such a shkoga is Enochanami. There's some degree of shkoga, but you can't say shkoga hagoremes. And Shav Midiyaso means I need a shkoga hagoremes. So, I gave a chomer al onish korbim tfemi kares. Kares doesn't faze him because I can always do tshuva. When we come up with shicholomer, she ain't no mezid beskila. It's not a mezid beskila. Because then that means ain't a chanamah. I don't understand the chomer haavera. What about a shogeg beskila? Shilo hezeh beskila, yavu shogeg korban. So that's not a shkoga hagoremes. So he's coming from two different angles. What is he saying? He says that by the time Mumbaz finishes, he's created with his binyan av and hekeshim, etc. There must be a case where I'm hazed in kares, and I'm still high of a carbon. So he's ends up with shag of a carbon. Now the rabbanon who disagree with him say no. That's not true. But they agree that part of the shogeg is being shogeg b'chumras ha'aveira. I can have such a case that I know that what I'm doing is osur, but it's a shogeg because I didn't understand the chumras ha'aveira. And how much I didn't understand, that's a machlok of Yochanan Reish Lakish. And that, and this not, has nothing to do with the previous machlok between Munbas and Rabbi Kiva. So says very, very clearly, the Rambam, Rashi, the Ramban, Ritva, very, very clear. We'll see Tosis. Now, then in walks Abaye. Omer Abaye. And as confusing as the Shakla Vatarya is, Abaye, now we get another monkey wrench thrown in. Omer Abaye, Samach Tassam Rav. HaKol Moldim B'Shuaz Bitur Shein Chayovim Oleh HaKorban Ad Sheyishkog B'Lav Shebo. Kol Moldim Man Reb Yochanan. Pshita. Pshita. Kiko Omar. Pshita. Now. Ain't no chayev. That means. She ain't chayev in all our korban and shikha shalav shabu. Says Rashi. Shuaz bitui. Shula habo or shula shava. Rashi interpreted lahabo. Sha'ochal v'lo ochal. Sha'ochalti v'lo ochalti. Chai v'lo korban. Uchsiv bo v'nelam. Tain v'shogek. Hakom odem v'shogek. Shalom nishba shalo ochal v'o ochal. Chai v'am ken shochach shuwa so kishu ochal. Da hashtu shogak b'lav shabo. So according to Rashi, what is the Gemara initially interpret Abaye? Helam Shvua. Shachach the Shvua. Okay. So what's Hakol Modim? We know Helam Shvua is Chayev. Man Reb Yochanan, Kloma, Al Korcha Abaye Lava Plukte the Munbaz Rabon and Koi. Shmina the Moda Munbaz Bohor, the Shigaz Korban Lo Havishkog. Mechates, why should I think he's holding like Munbaz? Kavachomehi, Hashta Bohola Torah Kula, Lekachidish, Bokorban Ditu, Ama Munbaz Machayev Shigaz Korban, the Chidish Uday Mokorets, maybe Korban Alelo Kolshke. The Rabbon and Karma, I plucked the Shokas Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish. Mar Komod Reb Yochanan, the Av Vagav the Baal Karma, Av Bishahazed Belav, Hocha Bain and Sheishkog Belav. Reb Yochanan said that I know this is a lav, I don't know this is a kores, and even that's going to be Chayiv Karban. Here, there's no Chayiv Kores. So, if I'm shogeg b'lav, I don't know there's a lav. So, what is the shkoga? The af al gav the ma'amu kom af al pishahizid b'lav. Hocha b'inan shayishko b'lav. There is no case of chi of korban where I'm mazid b'lav. So, I'm shogeg in the lav. Pshita, alibid rabbon and if l'gidam yishigas korban lav shkoga. Ibelav shelo hezid b'meshog. Al kol lo kom Rabbi Yochanan ba'am el mokum kares shog kares. So that's the davar pasha. The Gemara is not falling off helam shvua. That means if I don't have a shkog in the lav, there's no possibility. Sal kedar kamina b'shuas bitu nami koy Rabbi Yochanan b'mils b'she hezid b'lav. Kasha b'mashog shog b'korban. All the chiddush midim korban. So. Kamash Malan, what's the Kamash? So I would have said, in Shuaz Bitun, Shigaz Korban is not a Shkaga, Kamash Malan, Abaye, Or Rabbi Yochanan bar Davina shigas lav. The hezeh belav su lekashkog. The whole plegi rabbanu amumbaz. And shigas carbon shkog. Now, is this in Shvula Avar or Shvula Haba? That says Rashi. B'shua speaking nami koy Reb Yochanan b'milt av b'sheze b'lav kashloch b'mer shogan shog b'karmen. Says Tosis. Rashi appears to be shas achila shochach shenishva. So what is it? Ain't there a danger koy shog b'lav shabam mer shen nizka. So what is it? Gon shenishva shol yochanan achol b'shas achila shochach isur shvua. O memuter. So what is Rabbi Yochanan coming to tell me? Rabbi Yochanan's coming to tell me that Shigas Korban, says Rashi, and Shigas Korban Shkaga. The Rabbanon, this Rabbanon, disagree with Mumbaz of Shigas Korban even in Shvuas Bitoy. It's only Helam Shvua. And that forces Rashi to say, and that is very good, Shula Haba. But what about Shur Shula Avar? No, they don't believe any Korban Shula Shava. That's how Rashi learns the Sugya. Rashi refuses to say that what? That Oma Mutter is, that Oma Mutter is Chayiv a Korban. And Rashi says it straight out. Why? Because ha'odim b'shvua. Omamut is ha'odim b'shvua. And the only, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, the only shvua, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to his Rabbanon, the only shvua b'to yuchayev akorm is lahaba and helam shvua. That's how Rashi meisve ezer shuas bitoy l'sha'avar. Shemav en yodeh ani shishua zu asura ven yodeh chemel akob en olav chayv hamani mumbazi. It's mumbaz. Okay. But if you disagree with mumbaz about shigas korban, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're stuck with your these Rabbanon who said what they did, that say that they have to pass like Rishmo. That is how Rashi goes to the sugya. Tosa says no. Tosa doesn't say, says no. There is, you don't have to say that. It's Oma Mutter. That's the Tosa Ashiga Blavshim. Now then, there's a Lishna Achrina. Ilema Mumbaz Pshita. Hashemchol Torah Lav Chidishu Amar Shigas Korban Shmar Shkog Ogim Chidishu Lo Kolshken Elav Rabbanon Hu Utyufta Dibai Utyufta. Okay. Mani Mut Pshita. Hashemchol Torah Amar Mumbaz Shigas Korban Shmar Shkog Chidishu Lo Kolshken Elav Rabbanon Utyufta Dibai Utyufta. So the second one. And Rashi is docha that. Okay, this is how the sugya looks. Comes in Tosas, Peish Bekuntris, Avul Rabbanan, the Pligi Amumbas, the Lashkish, Shigashuas Biti Lashova, Vasavri Kerabi Shmuel, Diyama Bishuas Denachaivala Lassid Lava, Hiksha Rabbeloza, Rabbeinu Shmuel. To Rabbanu de Mumbaz Rabbi Kiva Mechayev Behen Yal Shova. So what is Tosas asking? That the two Machok, the Rabbanon here on Samach Tesum and Aleph, is nothing but Rabbi Kiva. It's all one big Machokas. Rabbi Kiva Mechayev Behen Yal Shova, Beshuas. He doesn't like Rashi. Uparach le kaman kamumbaz, Mashan afil ten rabbanon, says. And this other lishnachrina is nothing but what? The Gemara in Shvuas that we have. So why is Rashi rejecting it here when this is, that is the Gemara in Shuas? So what does Tosa say? Tosa says a very, very simple thing. That what we go like this other lashon, we reject the baye, and we end up with, so what's the maskana? Omer mutter is what? Is ha'adam b'shvua. Omer mutter is ha'adam b'shvua. And what, and shigigas, and shvua lasha avar is what? It's the brice, shvaz bila shavar. And it's not only Mumbaz, it's even Rabbi Kiva agrees. So according to Tosis, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shavuos are all one sugya. And what is the maskana of the whole sugya? The maskana of the whole sugya is that Shua Shu'ava Shigas Korban Shmar Shgaga, even according to the Rabbanan of Mumbaz. Milkosha. Tosa doesn't like it. The lav hach brayse having matzah lemifrach labayim masnik deshvuas the mechayev Rabbi Kiva shvuas bigdul shava shachas lo elam kain hesed belav a kain nira kipeirish rabbeinu Shmuel sheheishav the rabbanah shigas korban lav shmar shgoga mashachas shiv shvuas bigdul shava kagon sheyodeh shvuas asura avol yodeh sheyesh belav he knows it's awesome but he doesn't know it's a lav avol sova sheyesh b'yisas. So what is he doing? He's agreeing with Rashi that, what is it? Ha'adam b'shvua excludes Omer Mutter. Adam b'shvua excludes Omer Mutter. But he thinks it's also, but it's an essay, it's not a lav. And a lav is more chomer. It's chomer seyis. Okay. Now, what is now? You have to be very careful in this Tosis. I'm sort of outlining everything you have to do. So according to the Maskona of Tosis, if I think it's mutter to lie, and there's no Isuf Tang Yeshua Sheker, is it Adam B'Shua or not Adam B'Shua? Has anyone worked through this Tosis? No one's worked through this Tosis. A lot of blank faces. Apparently no one's worked through the Tosis yet. Let's see. Okay, take a look. Because on the one hand, he seems to agree with Rashi. On the other hand, he says, oh, the Beshua only excludes when I'm thinking I'm saying the truth. He agrees with Rashi, doesn't agree with Rashi. Because Rashi, for Adam Beshua, will say two things. If I don't know I'm lying, and if I don't know it's also to lie. Tosis either agrees with that, or Tosis doesn't agree with that. Be very careful when you work with Tosis. If you take a look in Tosas and Shavuos, let's take a look in Tosas and Shavuos. Viltem Rabbonon, Reish Periklal Gadol, Gabe Ha De Amra Abaye, Hakol Modim B'Shavuos Bitu, Shein Chayvon Lahor Korban, Shishkog Belav Shabo, Uparach Meho De Tanya, Zer Shavuos Bitu. Okay, V'hoyo Shom Svarim, and there were Svarim, Money ilay mumbaz hashtab cholator kulu lav chidishu ama mumbaz shigas korban shmashgaga. Och de chidishu lo kolshken lav rabbon. Akei lo pligi rabbon alay de mumbaz bcholator kulu. Tufi Bayit Yuf, Rashi had a Goris Gersesu, Ki Koshalo, Rashi had a problem. Hello, Asya Bryce, Elashmin and Shkogas Korban Shmoshkog, Elashmin and Hechid Yeshkog, she was beat to the Shava. She might have done Mamish Kuchi to come Hechidomi, regardless of Kunjus Homani Mumbas. Peshava Rabbon and Les Lahushu was beat to the Shava. Hiksha Rabbi Blazim Magensa, Perusha. The man tan tan probably was also Rabbi Kiva. It's the Rabbon. The same as those we. What did the Rashbam answer? Shmuel Ben Ro. Hamani Mumbasi. Avol Rabbanim Mashkach Zbininachet. Gondom Ma Yodani Shuvuat Surah Veni Yodaim Yesh Bo Lavim La. But so was Yesh Bo Esen. And Rabbeinu Tam and his brother Rabbeinu Tam didn't like it. Hoche Bishmain Maskin. I feel Rabbanim Shigas Kol Mishmo Shoga. But everything they're doing there in Shabbos goes against the Gemara here. The Gemara here is that second lashon. The Abaye, Ulabaye Meshkachas Lul Rabban Kedem Prishon. If he said Tishyashim Nami Gersu Rishonu, Mashmah the Brayso Os Lashmin. She goes Kol Mishmo Shkoga. Milo Noket Ein Yodeim Yesh Bo Lavim Lo. Okay, so. Bottom line, so there is, the Rashbam says, the only Shigashua Bitul Shavar is, I know it's Osir, but I don't know what's a Lal Sasein. I don't know Chormosa Yisra. Shigigas Korban is not a Shgaga. And the Tam says, what do you do while I was Sugi here? Says, it is. What do you do with the Bryce? What it is. And Rabbeinu Tam says, if you're the Rabban, she goes, Kog Mishmash Kog, we have a sugya here. Okay. Now, there's technical problems, how to straighten out the sugya, and there's Svara problems. Svara problems is, how do we understand what is her Odom Bishvua? If you take a look in the Ramban and Shabbos, and there is a Ramban and Shavuos. Ramban and Shabbos isn't bothered by the question of Rabbi Kiva. He says, no, two separate machlokas. V'zeh ha-perish ha-nochon. What is the right perish in the sugya? And he says, what? How do you straighten out the Gemara in Shavuos with the Gemara in Shabbos? He says, "Avo, he says, "Avo Yodeni Chayvul Korban Lav Mashal Luchorad Davki Aygavna." It would seem only in the case of Shigigas Korban. The Lav Kushi. Rav Boy Minei, Ezer Shuas Bilishov, Amishum de Lesser, Dumidal Habo, Beshochach. She lay Betoe, Becarbon, Loma, the Shigos Carbon, Havishkogel, the Rehakol, Lokabaye, who I didn't Beshkoga, Shigos Lav, Vokolshka. He says there are all sorts of possibilities. Shigos Lav, he doesn't like, he says, Shigos Lav is one possibility, Shigos Carbon is a different possibility. What about Omamutim? Yesh Mefarshim, he says, some people say, by a nami, actually you go belav shabbat. Rabbi, it's not a name, the shuas be the shuava, but show me any odesh shuas sura. I don't, it's omamutim. Mokmina odom beshua prat lenishba le sheker. No, omamutim has nothing to do with odom beshua, he says. And that's why the Gemara had a problem. He doesn't like it. Okay. What I want you to do now, Tomorrow I have a bris of a grandson in the morning, Beit Shemesh, so go carefully, I'll give you an extra day, go carefully through the Tosas and organize what it is that they're saying. Go carefully through the Ramban, organize carefully what it is saying. And on Tuesday, Mietz Hashem Bli Neder, we will isolate the points, isolate the machlokasin, and try to understand what is the svara behind each one. What they have a machlokas about what? They have a machlokas about what is ha'odim b'shvua? Lav, asay, chumras ha'isuk, korban, all of this. But we have to have a very clear definition of what it is. Go very, I see people have not even worked through the Tosas and yet certainly not through the Rambans. And an easier region to work through some of it is first with the Ritva. But then we have to get back, the main one is here, is the Ramban. And then, okay, once we work technically what they're saying, but then we have to do something else to understand the ideas behind it. Mitzvah Shembli Neder on Tuesday.